I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning. Today is Friday, March 2nd, 2012, the 62nd day of the year. This is Free Fire Radio broadcasting live from our studios in downtown Redding, California. It is 7:06, and I am John Dixon, filling in for hosts Carl and Linda Bott, who are on a special entertainment assignment. I am joined today by my producer, Bad Bob Belangi.
Well, good morning, sir, and Big combat boots to be filled there you have.
For sure.
Hey, real quick, we're going to take a look at the weather here, and then we've got Wells Fargo on the way, of course. Look for a sunny day today. The high near 64 degrees, north winds 8 to 11 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight. The low will be near 39, and then continued very spring-like tomorrow. The high near 72. Looks like a pretty good weekend on tap. And, of course, the weather report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Ann Coulter is coming for all the details. Go to AnselmoVineyards.com. Some tickets still available. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but if you want to find, kind of meet and greet with Ann Coulter, either for the book signing or to actually sit down and have dinner with Ann, you need to move very quickly. Once again, AnselmoVineyards.com for more information.
Well, once again, we're back at Free Fire Radio with a full schedule of events today. We've got Al Bourne coming from the YMCA to discuss current issues of the YMCA with us, of course. And later on in the show, at about 8 o'clock, we're going to have Dolores Lucero. Now, don't everybody jump at once. We're going to have a good show. We're going to make some headway on trying to clarify some of the issues that are going on in Shasta Lake City and see where things are going to go as Ms. Lucero progresses with the events of this re-election. You know, it's been a really difficult past 2 months. We look like something out of a zombie movie going on up here in the North State. We've got people running around with splitting malls, killing people, people getting stabbed, run over, burn up, beat up, robbed, abused. It's a tough time. And, you know, once again, what's really coming home to roost, a lot of people are thinking that this prison realignment is causing the majority of the problem, and there's no doubt that it's adding to it. But I think if we look back into the history of the city and the county, the reductions to law enforcement are what really is coming home to roost. We have insufficient number of patrol officers in the field taking care of business. This is not a law enforcement difficulty. This is a difficulty of the budgeting system that we are suffering. I'm not sure what the answers are, and I'm hoping that the show that Carl has proposed with Rob Pelletti and Sheriff Basenko might help to straighten out some of these issues. Who knows?
Well, I would also submit that, of course, among the first things that get cut are services for the mentally ill, and that is definitely adding fuel to the fire. These people who are, many of them are just flat-out sick, are not being treated. They're being dumped on the street, and we're starting to see the effects of that.
Pharmaceutical mental health is not necessarily the answer. That's certainly been proven in the past, and we're suffering the things that are going on here. I just don't know what to say. Like as I started off this little rant of mine, it appears like we're something out of a Hollywood movie of some kind of invasion of a flu symptom that's causing everybody to go crazy. I know that I have begun to look over my shoulder in places that I didn't used to. I'm paying attention very much to the events of the community, what's going on around us, and I suggest all of you do as well.
A little situational awareness, and for an awareness of a different kind, we need to find out what is happening in the financial world at this moment, as we do every morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 when we check in with our Wells Fargo advisor this morning. It is Susan Eastman, and Susan, what is happening on Wall Street?
Well, good morning. U.S. stocks are trading lower as investors weigh prospects for economic growth. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 24 points at 12,955. The S&P 500 is off 3 points at 1372. And the NASDAQ down a point at 2987. The three most active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America is trading higher up 3 pennies at $8.15. Renren Incorporated up 36 cents, trading at $5.84. And General Electric down 9 cents at $19.03. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Walmart's up a penny at $58.84. Costco down 15 cents, trading at $86.01. Target down 16 cents at $56.60. Treasuries are higher along the curve. The 10-year note is up 3/16 of a point to yield 2.01%. For commodities, gold is down $11.50 an ounce at $17.10. Silver's down 76 cents at $34. Crude oil off 95 cents, trading at $107 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Susan.
And we're back. You know, I was looking at the headlines in the paper this morning, and I was checking out this picture of Mr. McDonald, who is one of the gentlemen that made me feel like I did about the rant. And we'll talk more about that after the break.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 39 degrees in Reading, and we'll be back.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Here we are again. On a sad note, I'd like to announce a memorial service is scheduled for Sunday for Cottonwood Fire Protection District Captain Mark Ratledge, who died on Wednesday after he was struck and killed by a vehicle that had spun out of control on the hail-covered highway while responding to a pileup on Interstate 5. The service for the 35-year-old Ratledge will be at West Cottonwood Junior High School. All who knew him and all who cared about him are invited to attend.
Was he a volunteer?
No, he was actually, I believe, an officer in the fire department and a
in
training
officer. In Shasta County Fire, yeah.
And an intended training officer.
Wow. That's just, you know, people make noise about, you know, what we pay these folks, but they're not the ones standing out in the hail, facing the fire while dressed in a full turnout or any of that stuff. You know, walk a mile in them boots and then speak your piece.
I couldn't agree with you more, Bob. And, you know, if you take it a step further, I had a moment to reflect with a friend of his yesterday who said to me, you know, Mark woke up in the morning, got dressed, and left for work like everybody else does with every intention of coming home. And this is part of the responsibility of what he did. Very, very difficult to consider. Okay, let's move on from there. I have been going on a bit about what's going on up here in the North State. Well, it's not just the North State. Central California isn't doing too well either. There's a California teacher who just resigned, leaving his wife and kids. He's 41 years old, so that he could live with his 18-year-old student. Strange, odd, certainly. I don't know. Again, I don't know that it's something in the water, but there's some strange activities going on, and it's all over the country. In Philadelphia at the airport, a gentleman took his Jeep and ran it through the access gate on the back end of the airport, got onto 26 left, and was racing down, being chased by the police as commercial jets were waiting to take off, and one was coming into land. What's up with this? What's going on in this community? All communities. What's going on in the country? I mean, is it the economy? Is it the change in the fuel prices and people getting stranger by the minute, gaining and losing jobs, presidential elections? What is causing this?
I think it's bigger than all of the above. I think there is a very, very widespread feeling of frustration. People don't know what to do about it, and that's a dangerous mix. We are, you look at your history. We could be on the verge of repeating some very unpleasant history, and I don't see a clear path out.
You think it's an international malaise?
Oh, God, yes. Yes.
Because, you know, you hear about just about everywhere except for China, because their control
they don't let it out.
is so limited, but everywhere there are strange phenomena going on. And I guess, you know, if you look back in history, throughout time, throughout my life, there's been some strange events. I mean, somehow or another, Jonestown comes to mind, and people drinking the Kool-Aid. But we're supposed to be, at this point in our society, not only educated, but informed. We have computers, we have the internet, we have newspapers, and we have all forms of news media to expand upon. But what is going on? It's just an angry world at the moment. Okay. It seems like everything I pick up has something to do with that. A burning car leads to arrest at Mercy Medical Center parking garage in Reading. A man was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence after he lost control of his Toyota sedan and the vehicle burst into flames in the Mercy Medical Center parking garage earlier this morning. Got drunk, went to the hospital, and his car caught on fire. Another of these unusual events. I'd like to get on to something positive here, and I think we have a guest out in the outer area that we're going to bring
in. That sounds good. And, of course, this weekend we have the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show. And while you're getting our guest, I'm going to throw out a real quick plug that the Coast Guard Auxiliary is going to be down there talking about boating safety every year. We've got big lakes around here. We've got a lot of boats.
Are you going to be in attendance at that, Bob?
I will be, in between a lot of other little events going on, and encourage people to stop by and say hello.
How about your lovely distaff side?
Oh, you bet she is. She's kind of the honcho of our local flotilla this year, so she will definitely be there.
Fantastic. Are they going to be passing out goodies like they usually do?
Yes, not as much as before, because the state of California has kind of reduce the flow, but we do have a lot of informational materials. Coasty the safety boat is going to be there for the kids too, and that's he's a little robotic safety boat critter, and he interacts with the kids, and it's just it's really cute to see. So you'll want to stop by and say hi to Coasty.
You know, again, I recognize the budget costs, I mean cuts and whatnot that have taken place, but are you still going to be doing free safety checks for
absolutely
for the boats?
That is part of the primary mission of the Coast Guard Auxiliary. For those who are unaware, the Auxiliary is a civilian volunteer component of the United States Coast Guard under the aegis of the Department of Homeland Security. We are what is called a force multiplier. We participate in non-law enforcement, non-military operations, assisting the Coast Guard in their mission, which has expanded dramatically since 9/11. So what we do is we offer free vessel safety checks. Your boat is in bad shape, we'll just tell you, okay, your boat's in bad shape. You may want to do something about it before somebody who can write a ticket gets a look at it. So,
you know, I have had personal experience with the volunteer Coast Guard out at Whiskeytown Lake when I was the marina manager out there, and you guys have done a fantastic job of improving the safety on the lake, on both lakes, and keeping people current on what the requirements are so that their boat and their equipment on board the boat is in compliance. Great job.
When things go wrong in the car, you can pull over to the curb. You don't necessarily have that option out on the water.
Absolutely. And it seems like, though, that, you know, at least since I've been up here, there have been a reduction in fatalities, and I directly bring that to the Coast Guard because of the requirements that they've placed and the advice that they've given on how to stay safe on the water.
Well, there again, we are there to assist the Boating Safety Unit from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. We assist the park rangers up on Shasta and on Whiskey Town. We're there to be extra eyes. We do not pursue. We do not sight. We do not, if we see an absolute dangerous situation, we will call it in. But that's we're there basically to make sure people get to go home.
You know, I'd like to take a moment and say good morning, a special good morning to the chat pack. So many of you are out there. I mean, we've got Valerie and Angel and Jim and Shasta GOP, and our guest 62 is here constantly, and nice to see. Lori, good morning to you, and I'm sure you'll be calling in, and we'll be talking later on. As for right now, it's time to take a break, and we'll be back to you in just a few minutes.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, United States Air Force, retired, and your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. It was truly an honor and a privilege to serve our country for 26 years as a member of the United States Air Force. And now I'm proud to serve on another very important team working hard to erect a memorial to all Air Force veterans at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. This one-of-a-kind memorial will be dedicated to all the fine men and women who have sacrificed so much to ensure America's superiority in the skies. To learn more about the Air Force Memorial and how you can personally support this project, please visit our webpage at www.usafmemorial.org. Thank you, and remember, aim high, Air Force.
The Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you today by our good friends at Tobacco and Brew in Redding. They're at 2143 Hilltop Drive. 223-1198 is their number. Your local coffee shop established in 1976. It is the home of Espresso Joe's, where the T&B Sweeties will serve you up some great coffee drinks. Also home of the largest walk-in humidor in the area. That's Tobacco and Brew, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. And now back to our guest host, John Dixon. And, John, we do have a caller on the line with a fitness tip.
Good morning, Amy. Have you got a very interesting fitness tip for us today that's going to make me feel like I'm 24 years old again?
Actually, I'm going to challenge you today, John.
Okay.
I'm going to challenge you guys today to do a wall sit test this weekend. And it's a simple test. A wall sit test.
Okay.
Yep. It's a simple test to help measure the lower body muscular strength and endurance. So, and basically it's going to really test, you know, the front part of your thighs and those quadriceps. So, and the only equipment required is you and a smooth wall and a stopwatch. And then what you're going to do is you're going to stand comfortably with your feet approximately shoulder width apart, with your back against a smooth wall, and you're going to slowly slide your back down the wall until your knees and your hips are about a 90-degree angle. So like you're sitting in an imaginary chair.
Gotcha.
The timing's going to start when you lift 1 foot off the ground. So we're really going to be kind of be pushing and testing that one thigh.
So it's a chair with one leg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're just going to be toe touching on one side because we're going to test one side at a time. So what you're going to do is once you get into that position, that sit position, lift one heel off the ground. Or, yeah, well, you can toe touch. Or if you can lift the whole foot, that's great. But lift one heel off the ground. And then time and see how long you can hold that position. And then give yourself a rest and then try the other leg. Now, you could also do this with both legs. If you're not quite ready to test, you know, one leg at a time, just go ahead and see how long can you hold the wall squat, the wall sit with both feet while you're in that 90-90. So if you're testing both legs together, you would wait until you definitely get in that 90-90 position. And then you just see how long you could hold. And if you can do 45 seconds, to 60 seconds, you're in the good to excellent range.
Excellent. So 45 seconds to a minute.
Yes.
On one leg each.
On one leg,
you're good to go.
You're good to go. Or you can test both legs too. I don't want, you know, if somebody's not used to working out or they haven't done much, then a double leg wall sit test is just as good. And the same thing would apply. You would see how long you could go. And again, same thing. If you can get to, you know, the 45 to 60 seconds, you're doing good to excellent.
Amy, can you give us a quick recommendation for if we fail that test, what we should be doing to improve the strength in our legs?
Really simple. Some things that you can do are just having a chair to practice actually sitting up and standing or sitting down and standing. And so what you would do is initially sit down in the chair and then stand up. And then maybe after, say, you know, doing 20 repetitions of those, and that gets easy. Maybe the next day that you try it, you just barely touch the seat. And so you keep progressing yourself up until you get to the point where you don't need the seat at all, where you can squat down or almost sit but completely stay hovered above the seat and then stand back up. So that'll help strengthen up those quads.
All right, Amy.
Thank you, Amy.
Well, thank you very, very much. Again,
yeah.
You were at
Adamson's Peak Performance on 3266 Pacelli Lane.
All right, Amy, thank you very, very much. Every week, every Friday, in fact, Amy brings us the fitness tip of the week. John, we've got about a minute and a half before we break away for the Fox Business Report.
Okay. Well, before we get started with our guests who have just come into the studio, we'll have a word with them and introduce them after the break. I'd like to make a couple of announcements. The 30th Annual Reading Breakfast Lions Club Guns, Antique, and Collectibles Sale is this weekend at the Reading Civic Auditorium. I believe it's open both days, but come early, stay late, buy a lot. Also, and this is an excellent opportunity for all of you who haven't had an opportunity to get out there recently, the Turtle Bay Exploration Park is offering half-price admission today through Sunday. A great opportunity to get out and see what's going on. I would like to have any of you who are involved or interested or concerned about the Anselmo Vineyard and Chapel situation to give us a call and let's chat about that. We're going to be taking a break here for the news break on the half hour, and I'll turn this over to Bob.
All right, thank you very much, John. You're listening to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Right now, the temperature in downtown Reading, we're looking at about 40 degrees. And Fox News with the business report coming up next.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks little changed at this hour. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 35 points. Taking a look at crude oil, prices have begun to fall after a wild ride in late trading yesterday. Prices spiked above $110 a barrel following a report from an Iranian news outlet of an explosion along a Saudi Arabian pipeline. But a Saudi oil official told Fox Business there was no explosion or disruptions, and prices have been declining since. Investors are giving Yelp a favorable review in its Wall Street debut. Share surged some 60% in the first minutes of trading this morning. And Union Pacific announces its chief executive is taking a medical leave of absence. The railroad company CEO James Young is being treated for pancreatic cancer. Young will remain chairman of Union's board during his treatment. The company's executive vice president will serve as acting president and chief executive. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Mike Rowe here, talking with Jim Twitchell, a real live Ford service technician, about the importance of scheduled maintenance. But really, Jim, everybody knows it's important, right?
Scheduled maintenance is important, and that's what keeps your car running at optimum performance.
The works includes an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
So you're kind of like a car doctor.
Definitely a car doctor.
I see.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating California Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
Feeling lucky? Up for an adventure? Come spend your St. Patrick's Day at Wind River Casino, where Elements Restaurant is offering a Guinness Braised Fresh Corned Beef and Cabbage Special from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. only $13.95. Plus $5 free slot play to play your favorite machine. Where better than Wind River Casino to grab a bite to eat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed St. Patrick's Day tournament on Saturday, March 17th? Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. Ask about our re-buy-in and buy-in bonus. Reserve your seat today at the River's Edge. So grab a St. Patty's Day meal in Elements Restaurant and pull up a seat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed St. Patrick's Day poker tournament on Saturday, March 17th at 11 a.m. Don't stop there. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge is a kickin' DJ. So while you're having a frosty cold one, you can boot, scoot, and boogie all night long St. Patrick's Day at Wind River Casino. For all the details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the River.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, and vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
We are back, and we have with us today special guest Al Bourne from the YMCA and Charlotte Michelle, who is the group exercise coordinator at the YMCA and has been in that position for a fairly long time. And she assured me that the YMCA is going to continue to exist for a long time. Al, tell us what's new. What's going on over at the YMCA that makes it so special for us?
Thanks, John. This is really an exciting week for us because on Monday we completed phase one of our facility remodel that has a state-of-the-art wellness center with over 125 pieces of equipment. It has a cycle studio. And it's the first phase of our remodel, which will be completed in a few short weeks. The basic idea of the YMCA is to serve as many people of all ages in the community. And to do that, we are opening 5 group studios, and that's why it's really a pleasure to have Charlotte with us today, because group exercise is so exciting for people of all ages, all skills, all abilities to undertake things from square dancing to karate to Zumba to all kinds of things in the water and on land to make them healthier and happier. So the state of the art of the Y will be 5 dedicated spaces for group exercise. In addition to our basketball court, our outdoor and indoor swimming pools, and we think we're a great resource for people of all ages here in Shasta County.
I'm going to say that it seems like a very challenging undertaking at this time, particularly with the economy the way it is. Is this going to impact the membership's dues or monthly fees?
No, we really took a close look at that, and we think that with our expanded membership and the number of people coming in, that will more than offset the costs of the construction. John, we're excited because in these times, it's challenging for our Shasta County, and at the heart of our Shasta County is the construction industry. So we are very excited and happy that we were able to work with North Valley Bank, and we were working with Goring & Sons Construction and a number of subcontractors to put this project into place that is going to help our greater Shasta County community to get people, to get families with incomes back into the work setting. And with that, we will keep our membership rates where they are.
Before we turn this over to somebody who doesn't have a gray beard for just a minute, I'd like to say, are you giving any consideration to an open house where the public can come and take a look at the new facilities and what's going on and see if they want to join and if there's any type of a membership drive involved? If so, I mean, are people just welcome to drop in, or do you have a specific day planned, or is there anything we can suggest to the people about getting familiar with your facilities?
Yes. Well, of course, we welcome people to drop in. We have guest passes right now for people to try the facility. But, yes, the open house will be scheduled in the first week of April. After we've completed the second phase, that should be done at the end of March, we are planning the first Saturday in April for an open house for the community to come in and see all the exciting things that we have going on. It's going to be a great time.
I know I'm certainly going to make a point of coming by and taking advantage of that nice offer, and I want to see the new facilities. And I'm sorry that I've been remiss in not getting down there sooner than this. Charlotte, tell us what you're doing there and what's exciting with the group exercise programs. And this is Charlotte Michelle.
Yes, we are really excited about the group exercise expansion. A lot of our expansion is based on getting people into group fitness. And as Al said, we already expanded an open day spin studio, a dedicated spin studio, which is the cycling, and expanded those classes. And already we've added teen classes. We're looking at adding senior spin classes as well as our regular
those
spin
are
classes.
Fixed bikes.
Yes, yes, with an instructor-led class.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a great studio. We've had great response, and we have some of the best instructors in town leading those classes.
Okay, now when you get somebody who is
older and whatnot, and they sit down on these bikes and they start pedaling, and suddenly they find out their legs hurt and they can't, they can't directly keep up with the class. Is there special considerations given to them?
Absolutely. I mean, all the classes, all the instructors know that every class is filled full of people who are at different levels in their exercise regime. And we always pay special attention to people who we think might need a little extra help, and that's what every instructor always is assessing the class and watching and making sure everyone's feeling successful no matter what level that they're at.
Excellent, because I know from having participated in various exercise classes and whatnot that the dropout consideration is generally because the person doesn't feel part of the class or doesn't feel like they're part of the group. They're either insufficiently challenged or over-challenged. And besides the stationary bikes, what else are you offering? Are you using that round ball exercise and whatnot?
I don't know what to call it. The stability
ball? Yes.
When we expand the other two group fitness studios, we will be adding a stability ball class. We don't have one currently, but that's in the books. What we've gotten right now is we've added the spin studio, the dedicated yoga Pilates studio will open up next week, and which is another really exciting phase. And we'll be adding, again, more classes from the very lowest level of chair yoga to the Pilates and the advanced yoga classes that a lot of people are enjoying now.
What are your class sizes, Charlotte?
Our class sizes really vary. I mean, we have Zumba classes that we put 70 people in. Yesterday morning and Zumba...
70? Wow.
Yesterday morning, Zumba had 69 attendees.
And John, when I'm there, it's 71.
And he does come in and take class. Yes, he does.
Well, you know, Al looks like he's in tremendous shape. And like I was talking about before the show, since he came down here from Snohomish County, where I know he was a skier, he has to stay in shape. There's no doubt if he's going to keep doing that.
Yes.
And you guys are, I'm sure, a challenge to him. How many instructors do you have working for you?
We have right now on land, for our land group of instructors, we have 30, and we're looking for more. We're always out there looking for, you know,
qualified people
who are community-minded.
Do you do pool exercises, water exercises?
We do. We have two pools, as Al said, and we have an indoor pool that we have a lot of aqua aerobics classes scheduled as well. And Joy, who is my counterpart in water, is managing that program, and it's healthy.
Let's keep that in mind, and we'll take a break for just a moment and pay some bills.
All right. Well, thank you very much, John. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at R&B Sharpening. They got bandsaw blades made to order while you wait. They've been in the same location since November 20th, 1965. R&B, they started as a small home-type business right here in Shasta County in Cottonwood back in 1982. Right now, Judy and Bob Ha are having just a great time being owners down there at R&B Sharpening. Find out more. If it's got a blade, they can make it sharper. That's R&B Sharpening, 365-1479. Pre-fire radio with our guest host, John Dixon, will continue on KCNR 1460.
Sweet dreams are made of this.
You're listening to Fox News Radio.
Today,
this is the 1 minute news service
popular channel.
But being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, in our listening audience. We're here today with Al Bourne and Charlotte Michelle, Group Exercise Coordinator from the YMCA. And Al, I have a question for you if you are
sure.
prepared for this at the moment. You know, a lot of times when people consider exercise studios, and I'm talking about not the YMCA necessarily, but gymnasiums and exercise points, they liken this to muscle-bound, big, strapping people who are not necessarily on steroids, but looking like they are because they've worked out so hard. And it kind of it's a turnoff, and it stops them from getting involved in a valid exercise program. The YMCA, I know, has the ability to reach out to people who do want to become professional muscle builders, but that's not what you're about, is it?
No. Certainly we're for everybody. We welcome the elite athletes to folks that are just considering getting back into shape or losing some weight or improving their lifestyle. And I think one of the great things about the YMCA is we're about children, youth, and families. And we're for just helping everybody of all ages and shapes and sizes to become a little bit healthier and a little bit happier. So what all of our staff, we want to engage and embrace and really share the love with anybody that comes through that wants to have a little more happiness and health in their lifestyle.
Which is excellent. If I may step in for just a second here. At the break, we were discussing the fact that there is going to be a plan for pre-diabetic screening at the Y in connection with Shasta Medical Group.
Yes.
And that you're going to be evaluating people based on dietary needs and health exercise needs and whatnot. You want to pick it up from
there?
Sure.
Well, as you look at chronic disease, a couple of the big lead-ins to that are obesity and prediabetes conditions. And from medical screening, particularly from the clinics, the hospitals, and that with the prediabetics, that if we can get into educational curricula on lifestyle and nutrition as well as exercise, it can help people tremendously in their lifestyle. So the Y of the USA has embraced a national initiative on pre-diabetic programs that we want to get into Reading, and we want to work closely with Shasta Regional Medical Center, with Mercy Medical, the health clinics, community health, and all, that we can be a resource for the pre-diabetics, and especially those who maybe haven't done any exercise for 20, 30, 40 years,
that
they can come to
really
the Y
important.
for you know, different kinds
you
of
mentioned
activities.
It just now here in Reading, but this is Shasta County's YMCA.
Yes.
This is for the entire county, and the rates are available for everybody. It's not just special rates for Reading and anything else for the county.
Right.
Everybody has the same considerations.
Right.
Yeah. Please tell me you have an AED on the wall and somebody who knows how to use it.
Everyone in the facility is trained, yes. Yeah. It has been our push to reach out to the community, to the sedentary people. We want to get those people in the door, and our offerings have been really all about that. Entry-level programming. We're doing entry-level programming.
Things so like simple stair-stepping and stuff like that to get some cardio going and where they can get
very basic programming
shape to do things.
Just to get people in the door in a comfortable place so that they can begin. We want them to feel comfortable beginning. And I feel like what sets us apart from so many other places is the feeling that you do get when you walk in the door. It is family. It is community. It is all about people. That is what the Y is doing that nobody else does.
This is something very personal to me. I think I told you I try to get my hike in every day of between 5 and 8 miles a day and do my push-ups and stay in shape. And I think it is really important to emphasize to people that that doesn't happen overnight. It happens one step at a time. If you need to go out and just walk 20 feet because you haven't got off your couch in the past 2 months, that's the beginning. That's the step out. That's where you make some form of a commitment to moving your body.
Absolutely.
If you want not just to stay alive, because, you know, anybody can do that, but you want to feel good, you want to be well, and you want to be capable of doing things well into your senior years, or if you're in your senior years.
The fitness industry understands that now that we are living longer and longer, that our quality of life is what has become the focus of importance in our health. Quality of life as you age. And that's why we see personal trainers. Our personal training staff probably has 80% of their clients are over the age of 50. And that's the group that is looking at how important it is to retain their quality of life as they age. And that's why we're expanding our programming to include everybody. And
John, I'd like to bring
entry level.
This is an important thing again, because for our listening audience who may not have done anything, might not have done anything for many, many years, the group activities at the Y is a very easy, comfortable way to come into a situation and not be intimidated by a machine or a barbell or a treadmill, but they can get into group in water. We have arthritis classes, we have low impact classes in the water and on land, and what our little motto these days is, there's a group waiting for you at the Y. Regardless of your age or your shape, we love you, and the Y wants to be there for the community, for people of all ages, the elite athlete, certainly to those who just want to improve their lifestyle.
You know, I can relate to this in ways. I had a real good friend of mine who older than myself, who said to me recently, "How long do you want to live?" And it was a not necessarily a startling question, but one I hadn't given a whole lot of consideration to in the past. But I said, "You know, I don't care how long it is, as long as I have some quality."
Hmm.
And I think that that's what the YMCA can bring to people's lives here in the community, is quality of life. Hmm. If you get back into shape, no matter what step at a time you're doing it, you're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to feel better physically. It's all going to work to your advantage. And, you know, I can't commend the YMCA enough. I think it's tremendous that you guys are reaching out to the community.
And 3 minutes.
And it's time for us again to take a break.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And Jeff Wurst is the owner over there at Crackmaster. You can check them out at windshieldrepairjournal.com. Find out the latest. Jeff will take care of that crack, anything all the way up to 24 inches or a little quarter-sized ding. He can fix it. He's got a controlled environment. Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Repair, the only windshield repair company that can repair what other shops can't and won't tell you what's possible. Free Fire Radio continues on KCNR right after this.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars.
These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh. She's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
Join the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Casino in presenting A Year to Remember, Saturday, March 3rd, at the Wind River Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards presentation, and silent auction. Entertainment brought to you by the Keyhole Mystery Theater. Join us in recognizing some amazing organizations, with one receiving an additional gift. All proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. A Year to Remember, Saturday, March 3rd, at the Wind River Casino Event Center. For ticket information, call Maria Orozco at 242-4516.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target that you like.
Okay. KCNR 1460, your guest host this morning is John Dixon. And, John, we do have a caller on the line.
Yes, we do. Good morning, Brian. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Fantastic. And how are things in Greater Shasta County with you? I know you have a comment to make about the YMCA.
Yeah, well, I'm actually opening up classroom right now. I'm a teacher here in Reading. Hey, you know, that the Y is such a priceless resource here in Shasta County. And I got to say that one thing that are so important, too, is how they focus on family as well. You know, I can go in and work out. My kids can go into daycare or go out and go swimming or do something. They've got a lot of stuff going on there. When I have the summer off, we utilize that place like crazy. We go to karate, we go swimming, we take arts and crafts. So, I mean, there's just endless amounts of resources there at the Y, and we're very, very happy it's here, and people really do need to take advantage of it. I don't think there's an excuse they can come up with that says they can't get over there and do it unless, you know, they're absolutely disabled.
Brian,
they tailor to those families.
What an incredible tribute.
Endorsement, yeah.
And endorsement to the YMCA. And you know what? Al Bourne, who is the director of the program there, would love to have you drop in and say hello to him sometime personally, because I think he really appreciates what you've had to say.
You know, I got to also say thank you to Linda Della. She has done a fantastic job working in the community with the preschools and the younger kids and teachers in there. She is an asset, and I want to also say thank you to her for all she's done for all the schools.
Brian, as a teacher, that really means a lot, because I know that you're familiar with what's going on in the schools and the YMCA together. Thank you so much for calling in. We really do appreciate it, and stay with the program. Drop in and say hello to Al and to Charlotte.
Yeah,
they would both love to see you. And you know, there's nothing better than a word-of-mouth endorsement from somebody who utilizes the facilities themselves. Thanks,
yeah.
Brian.
Well, when Brian, love it and appreciate his family all. I want the family to come in and see me, not just Brian. But he mentions a great thing with Linda Dallas and our child care program. We are in five sites. We are approaching 1,000 kids in enrollment, and there's not a greater thing the Y can do is to help children, youth, and families through the after-school program.
Well, we are at the break again. I'm going to turn this back over to my producer, Bob Longy, who's going to
You left me with a whole minute here. We're going to check some weather real quick as we head up towards our Fox News at the top of the hour. Of course, right after 8 o'clock, we will have our next guest, Dolores Lucero. Right now, though, I want to let you know about the weather. We are going to have sunny skies. Spring-like weather has returned. A high near 64 today, mostly clear tonight. A low of around 39 degrees. And light winds out of the north, about 6 to 9 miles an hour. Continued sunny and a bit warmer tomorrow. High near 72. Looks like an awesome weekend on tap right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And as I said, our show with our guest host, John Dixon, will continue right off to the top of the hour. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
The views and opinions of shows.
Case of neighbors helping neighbors in this small town, Mayor Eric Gregg.
We are working together. We have to help each other, and that's the way we survive, and that's the way we move forward.
The town of 9,000 is preparing to say goodbye to some of the six who have died. Funerals are scheduled tomorrow for two women in their 70s. A married couple and a 22-year-old woman will be laid to rest on Sunday. Dave?
Jennifer, much-needed food and other emergency aid finally getting into a war-torn area of Syria. Fox News Radio Simon Owen monitoring live in London.
The city of Homs has been bombarded by government forces for almost a month, and it's only now the International Red Cross has been allowed to deliver emergency supplies. It's thought around 4,000 residents are trapped in the worst-hit area. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister David Cameron saying evidence in Syria must be gathered so that
no matter how long it takes, there will be a day of reckoning for this dreadful regime.
But Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin criticising the West for backing Syrian opposition fighters, saying that has fueled the conflict. Dave?
Simon, a NATO convoy attacked in Afghanistan. 7 people wounded, 4 of them troops. It's 4 days before Republicans vote in 10 states.
Mitt Romney's clearly the inside establishment candidate.
Newt Gingrich going after his rivals as he campaigns in Georgia.
Senator Santorum is essentially a big government, big labor conservative.
Gingrich's home state is the biggest delegate prize on Super Tuesday. Now, Romney and Santorum will both campaign today in Ohio, where the two are in a close race way ahead of Gingrich. Ron Paul will be in Washington state, where Republicans vote tomorrow. Continental flies away tonight. The airline merging into United. The switchover will be completed this weekend. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them. Building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just have a website, no. AdvanceAutoParts.com is an online parts palace. Stocked with so many quality parts and detailed product info, you want to leap through your screen. For safety's sake, just stick to clicking, man. And right now at AdvanceAutoParts.com, save 15% off replacement parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
Iranians are voting today, picking a new parliament. As President Obama warns Iran, he's not bluffing with his nuclear warning.
President Obama says he doesn't bluff, and when he says it's unacceptable for Iran to have a nuclear weapon, he means it. The president made the remarks in an interview with The Atlantic magazine, just a few days before he's to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. While the president says a military component remains part of his mix of options, he warns an attack could backfire by allowing Iran to gain sympathy by portraying itself as the victim. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
It's been days just since North Korea said it would suspend uranium enrichment and open its nuclear facilities to inspectors in exchange for U.S. food aid. Now a war of words between the Koreas.
North Korea today told South Korea they'll wage a, quote, sacred war on them. This, according to South Korean state media, after a South Korean army unit in Incheon wrote, quote, "Let's kill Kim Jong-un," outside a building in which the soldiers hung portraits of Jong-un and his dead father, Kim Jong-il. Pyongyang's Supreme Command also angry about slurs at South Korean barracks, shooting ranges, and other military facilities. South Korea's military called the threat inappropriate and not worthy of a response. In Shanghai, Bill Marcus, Fox News Radio.
Kids are back in the school at Chardon High in Ohio, 4 days after the shooting that killed three and wounded two. A lot of the students in class today went back to the school yesterday.
There was no real structure or plan for the day. They went in, talked to who they needed to, sat down with a counselor if necessary, and they all went to see the cafeteria. It's been painted, they tell us. Tables back in place. Students felt that it was important to see that and to see the school as it has been, not as it was surrounded by police and SWAT teams just a few days ago.
That's Stacey Fry with Fox TV affiliate WJW in Chardon. On Wall Street, not much action, but the Dow is down about 17 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM, Shasta, Reading, the home of Free Fire Media. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our guest lined up here for the second half, Dolores Lucero. We are going to be talking to Dolores about her concerns with the corruption in Shasta Lake City and various other issues that she has going, including her current petition that she's having signed to restrict the city from increasing the cost of power in Shasta Lake City. But before we do that, I'm going to go to Bob for a quick break, and we'll be right back.
All righty. Well, thank you very much, John. We're going to take our Wells Fargo a little bit early this morning because we are going to have a very, very busy hour. So let's check in with our financial advisor from Wells Fargo, financial advisor Susan Eastman. And Susan, how's the market looking?
Good morning, Bob. Well, there's been little change for U.S. stocks after an hour and a half of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 14 points at 12,965. The S&P 500 is off 2 points at 1371. And the NASDAQ Composite is up fractionally at 2989. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America up 5 cents, trading at $8.17. Yelp is up $9.22 at $24.22. Ford positive 20 cents, trading at $12.86. Local stocks of interest, Pacific Gas and Electric up a dime at 42.05. PepsiCo is down 3 pennies at 62.52. Bank of Commerce down 2 cents at $4.01. Over in the bond department, the 30-year bond yield is 3.10%, and the 10-year treasury note is 2.01. For commodities, gold is down $8.90 an ounce at 17.13. Silver's down 80 cents at 34 even. Crude oil down $1.60 at $107 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Susan. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on the home of Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Well, our guest host this morning is John Dixon, and Dolores Lucero is in the studio. We'll be kicking that off right after the first break coming up here. Beforehand, though, I want to let you know about the weather. Sunny today, a high near 64. Spring-like conditions are on tap for the entire weekend. You'll see a low tonight around 39. Continued sunny tomorrow and a high near 72. Right now it is 44 degrees. This report, as are all our weather reports, is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards on the way out to Shingletown on Highway 44. Take Inwood Road. Go out there and check it out if you haven't seen it. An absolutely beautiful place. And speaking of beauty, we've got Ann Coulter coming to town. She'll be out at Anselmo Vineyards. You got the chance to meet her, get a book signing, or maybe even go to dinner with Ann Coulter there. That's a very limited number of seats available for that. Go to AnselmoVineyards.com if you would like more information. KCNR 1460, where the time is 8:08. We're taking a break here. Our guest host, John Dixon, will be back along with Dolores Lucero in studio. Ready for your calls at 605-4567. You're listening to Free Fire Radio.
Her hair is hollow gold. Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back, everyone. And before I step into our discussion with City Council Person Dolores Lucero, I'd like to take just a moment of consideration for a member of our staff here, Diane, whose husband Don is in the hospital having major surgery this morning, and we want to let her know that our prayers and best wishes are there for her and her husband, and that if there's anything that we can do, please call, let us know, and we'll be happy to help any way we can, Diane. Now then, welcome, Dolores Lucero. How are you this morning?
Great. Thank you very much.
You know, we talked a little bit before that I wanted to ask you a couple of questions dealing with your status within the county and the city. And I know that you're anxious to get into your particular issues, but I'd like to ask a couple of short questions, like, how long have you been in Shasta County?
I have to say over 10 years.
And in public office?
2 years.
Okay. Where did you come from, Doris?
What do you mean, where I come from? I mean, you know.
Where did you move here from?
From the Bay Area. From San Francisco.
San Francisco Bay Area.
Right.
Were you born here in California?
Was I born here in California?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Where were you born?
I'm just kind of wondering, because I know this is a question and I've been asked before, but...
I was hoping we could clarify this for some of the people
that,
who are concerned
but
about this.
My concern is also a lot, you know, has nothing to do where I've been born, where, what city I grew up, or how long I've been here. It's bottom line is what's going on in the city of Shasta Lake. There's corruption there. I do not like focusing on something.
I understand that that's your concern, but the
right.
concern of the people who have asked me to ask these questions are important as well. It's all a matter of public record. There's no reason that we should have to go around about
it. Well, that's right. And that's my concern. You know, we there's a lot of people like to kind of twist things and ask different questions to lose focus on what's going on in the
city. So let's straighten it out.
Well, let's straighten it up. Let's straighten up the city of Shasta Lake, because that's more important.
I think we can get to that. It is important.
It is.
But I think part of that is going to be the people giving you credibility, because at this point it doesn't seem they are giving you a whole lot of credibility. You have to face the fact that there's 1,500 people at least who signed a petition to have you recalled because they're dissatisfied with what you're doing. I think perhaps if they knew who you were and what your direction was, they'd be a little bit more comfortable with it, and you might have a little better chance of beating this recall.
Well, that's, I understand that's your belief, but that's not my belief, and I do believe there's corruption. And actually, those 1,500 signatures, were a lot of them were actually gathered by lies, and Kate Colby went and gathered those signatures because I have decorations from people who say, yes, Kate Colby came to my door. I've known Colby for a long time, and I'm surprised that Kate Colby was willing to do this. So let's focus on that kind of corruption because that's very important. I don't like wasting time on things that, where were you born, how long you've been here, because that's exactly what the city of Shasta Lake's been doing, focusing on things and, you know, to twist things. So, well, she hasn't been here long enough to be part of the little group, you know.
Well, why not put the stuff aside, settle the issues, tell them where you're from, tell them what you're doing.
I think I already answered a lot of the questions, but it's, you know, it's up to the individual who wants to believe you or not, and people already have their mindset, and there's certain people I'm not going to focus on that to try to convince them, especially a group of where a bunch of bullies are bullying the city and taking advantage of the citizens and taking advantage of raising the utilities because they need to raise it so they could have a high-paying jobs. Excuse me, but this is you know, the citizens', you know, tax money that they're working hard just to put food in the table. There's people who are losing homes, economic times. We're all upside down. What does the city think that they can continue doing this to the citizens? I don't think so. That's where I'm coming in to say, no, we're not going to do this. And that's my whole goal from the beginning when I was running for city council. I put a flyer saying, this is what I'm going to promise, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm doing it. I'm going door to door. I'm going to stop this, them raising the utilities.
Okay. We'll get to the utilities in a minute. But I'd like to ask you, if the recall is successful, what are your plans? Or do you have any for that?
So you mean for them?
If you're removed from office.
I don't.
Are you going to step back and let the city run, or you're going to continue to participate as an activist outside of the city council?
Right. I'm not going to step down. I'm not going to allow them to get away from with corruption. I'm going to continue. I have, like I said, there's documents out there, the state controllers on top. I'm not going to just do this because I'm in office. I'm going to do it even if I get removed. But I don't believe I will because there's corruption. Like I said, Kate Colby went out door to door.
Let's go to that glass being half full and say the recall is not successful. How are you going to go about healing the rift in the community as a result of the recall? What are you going to try to do to reach out to those people who are dissatisfied with what you've been doing?
I think they already know what. I already gone door to door, and I would continue going door to door. People are telling me what's been going on in the city for years, and they feel that they can't even come out to try to do something because they are afraid that what they'll do to these people. And you know, I'm sad to hear that this has been going on before I even took office, like before I even moved here. So it's not something new, but it's surprising that people are not willing to come forward and start fighting for them to know they have the power and the control to do anything they want to do. It's just knowing how to do it and move forward and fight. Because
this
is their city.
What do your children feel about your activism?
My children, you know, I don't talk to my children at this time. So, you know, that's their decision, but I'm not interested. You know, I'm not talking about my children, but my children know me that I have strong beliefs, and I believe doing what's right, and if they follow the rules or not, and if they want to break the law, they're going to have consequences. So, you know, it goes for my children, too. So I'm not going to just, you know, say this is going to only fall on the city. It also falls on my children.
All right, we do have some callers on the line.
Okay, let's go to caller number one. And who have we got?
We have Kay on the line. Kay, wait a minute. Let's throw that little switch right there. And Kay on line one, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, Kay. This is John Dixon. Do you have a question for Dolores?
Hi, Dolores.
Kay Colby.
Hello?
Yes, I hear you, Kay Colby.
What?
This is Kay from Enterprise.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kay.
Yes, Dolores, I think you're making a mistake not answering where you were born. That's something that Americans like to know about. That's our culture here. You know, whether you're... And so where were you born?
You know, I already...
Please answer my question.
I already answered that even...
You did not answer it. Were you born in the Philippines?
Ma'am,
and if so, where were you born in the Philippines? I have friends from the Philippines.
I'm not from the Philippines. I was born in New Mexico.
You were born in New Mexico?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right, and that's
where... everybody has a right, and we like to know. If people don't... See, this is the problem we're having with President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, you just...
That's pretty nice to be compared to.
Tell where you're from, and then go on to your issues.
I understand.
So thank you for answering that, okay?
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thank you, Kay, for your call.
Go ahead. Let me switch over. I think we have Henry.
Good morning, Henry. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. How are you?
You're fantastic. Do you have a question for Dolores?
Yes, I have a question for Dolores.
Or for me, if you have one.
Well, no, Dolores.
Okay. I thought so.
First of all, I want to say that I don't have a dog in this fight, but I've listened to both sides of it. And, Dolores... Isn't it a fact that you want to save the citizens' money?
I want to save the citizens, yes, from, you know, the money they've been spending. I'm going to help the citizens because I know that the citizens are having a hard time, and I hate to see them going through what they're going through right now. And then for people to say, you know, sure, let's raise the utilities. Aren't they thinking about those people? We got 5 council members total, and none of them are willing to stand up for those citizens. That hurts me to see that.
I'll tell you what it sounds to me like, that we should have people like you on all city councils. And I'm sorry that they're doing this, but I would certainly wish that more people in the city of Redding, the city of Anderson, and the city of Shasta Lake would take the attitude you do and save the people money.
Well,
and I'll take my answer on the air.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Henry, for your call. I appreciate it. Did you have anything else you wanted to add to that, Laura?
No, I just want to say that it really hurts me to hear people that what they're going through, and they're having a hard time, and they're so upset. When I went door-to-door, when I saw some people there, you know, when they're so, you know, like upset, saying, what am I going to do when I can't even, you know, pay my bills? I'm already having a hard time. I'm Social Security, and my income's so low. And so now where do I cut back? I have to buy oxygen. I saw that one lady had an oxygen, tank of oxygen. I mean,
Dolores, if I can, I saw the interview on Channel 7 where you talked about the woman with the oxygen and were talking about the power and the situations that were going on. I'd like to point out there are programs for the people who require oxygen and help with their power and assistance. But I'm wondering, are you familiar with Proposition 26? And we'll talk about this again after the break. We have a few bills to pay of our own here. Bob?
And you're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our show will continue in just a moment.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds now through Sunday. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for any and all sportsmen and women, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices. Boats, motorhomes, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, wildlife art, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus kids' trout fishing pond, bass bin fishing demos, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, and the Northwest Big Game Taxidermy display this year, featuring a life-size bison and bear. Attention hunters, bring in your horns to be officially scored at the display in Fisaro Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, houseboat giveaway, splash dog competition, backcountry horseman, gunner, the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone now through Sunday at the 25th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KRCR News Channel 7, North Valley Bank, and Coors Light, and this radio station.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching. paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Presented by the Active 2030 Club of Reading, the Sundial Film Festival in its fourth year showcases the talent and diversity of filmmakers and photographers of the North State. Come join us for a night of art, creation, and talent on March 10th. The all-day event kicks off at 1 p.m. at the historic Cascade Theater. There really is something for everyone to enjoy. Come experience the action, the humor, the animation, and the captivating documentaries. Tickets are available at the Cascade Theater box office or at sundialfilmfestival.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Estate Granite and Marble. The strength and opulence of marble and granite can be yours. It's been used around the world. You can have it in your very own home here in Reading. Inspiring beauty can be realized in your home. Talk to the folks at Estate Granite and Marble, 241 Stone. That's 241-7866. On Mount Lakes Boulevard here in Reading, proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio, where our guest host this morning is John Dixon.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460 Shasta Lake, or Shasta Reading, the home of Free Fire
the
Media.
The topic is Shasta.
The topic is Shasta Lake City, absolutely. And welcome back, Dolores.
Thank you.
Listen, I asked just before we went for the break if you were familiar with Proposition 26, California State Proposition 26. It indicates that rates for utilities have to be cost-based, and there can be no inter-class subsidies. It can't be a commercial can't pick up the ball for lesser amounts being paid by residential. It's my understanding that in Shasta Lake City right now, they have dipped into their rainy day funds to pay for the shortage in power that monies that are coming in from the community to the tune of about $600,000 a year. How do you see that sustaining itself if they don't increase rates?
Well, I think we need to go back to the drawing board by looking at other things, that maybe cutting back on other things, but not raising the utilities on the citizens. You're going to actually chase people away from the city. There's so many. We're losing so many citizens in that city because they can't afford living in the city of Shasta Lake. We're only about 10,000, maybe less than 10,000 people. I mean, here we're the only city from what I see here so far. It's the only city who's raising the utilities, who's giving raises, who is spending money left and right, and everybody else is cutting back. What's so special about city of Shasta Lake?
Well, if I may interrupt you for just a second, that's not exactly the way it is. Reading utility, electric utility, is increasing rates at an enormous rate. I mean, our two-year increase has gone almost 50%. And it, too, is giving raises at this particular time in contractual negotiations. And in that regard, Shasta Lake City is not unique. It's doing the same thing as everybody else. But my concern here is this reserve can't hold out at $600,000 a year forever. And somewhere or another, when you buy something, if the price of it is, I mean, the cost of it is a certain amount, you're going to have to pay that price, at least that price, and you can't keep going in a hole spending money on this.
Okay, when I hear you say we, but the we...
I'm talking we the people.
Right, we the people have to. But see, we the people cannot afford it. Economic times. We're upside down. We cannot continue going to the citizens and making them and forcing them to pay. Eventually, you're going to wear them out. They're tired.
I hear what you're saying, but let me ask you this. That being the case, that they're being worn out, where are the monies going to come from to pay for this power that we're buying? I mean, it has to be paid for. There's no question about that. If the city got shut down or went bankrupt as a result of it, it would be a very unpleasant place to live. It is up to those 10,000 people that are going to have to pay for their own power. I don't like having to pay the power bills that I'm paying here in Reading either. I would like, I mean, I've complained about it. I've asked them not to increase it. They've explained to me in detail why they are going to continue to have to increase it, because it's based on this Prop 26 paying for the cost of power.
I understand that, but we could freeze it. We could freeze it and give the citizens enough time for things to pick up. Right now, they cannot afford it. You go and raise it right now, you're going to hurt the citizens. They're hurting the citizens. That is my concern, because you hurt them, you're going to hurt the city. Without the citizens, there's no city. The people makes the city.
I'm giving you the last word on that for the moment, and we're going to take a break and go to Bob with a message from...
Well, we had a good minute left before we went to the break, but we're perfectly all right. I'm going to stick in a real quick plug here for our friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. What a great bunch of guys. It is man's last stronghold. You need a great haircut at a great price and to meet some good quality people and be able to read some pretty cool magazines, Guns and Ammo, Car and Driver, and all that stuff. This is not a beauty salon. This is a man cave with
barbers. You can't get your toenails done. You can't get your fingernails done. You can't get a foo-foo shampoo.
You're not going to see Dr. Phil on the TV down at Cypress Square Barbershop, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
And I can honestly endorse them because I use them routinely. They're good people. And you know what? One of the few that I know barbers around that still know how to use a straight razor.
Fox News next.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Rare February tornadoes being followed by more of the same here in March. It looks like another one struck in the south, this time in northern Alabama, in Madison County, north of Huntsville.
Damage already reported to houses and a high school, according to the National Weather Service and trained weather spotters, as well as law enforcement officials.
Fox News meteorologist Janice Dean, no indication yet if there were any injuries. A high-risk warning for severe weather, including the possibility of tornadoes, concentrated now on an area from Louisville, Kentucky to Nashville, Tennessee. This is the last day you can fly Continental.
The merger, now 2 years in the making, will ground the Continental name. United and Continental merged in 2010, unnoticed by most passengers, but tomorrow the two airlines combine passenger reservation data, and tickets will be issued only by United.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpert in Washington. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. We're here today with embattled Councilwoman Dolores Lucero, who has been presenting her side of the issues, and we're trying to give her some platform for presenting the information necessary to support what she's been doing. I'd like to ask, if I could, Dolores, it's my understanding that Moody's has downgraded the city of Shasta Lake City's credit rating. And part of it is because of this $600,000 being drained out of the reserves for the power. How do you think you can go about improving that situation? Because when Moody's does that, it increases your interest rate for any type of bond issues, any type of loans, funding, or whatever that the city gets from outside sources. I'm sure you're aware of that. Do you have any solution for that problem?
Well, right now I'm working on something, but actually, you know, what I like to see is citizens to come forward and help and you know, to put something together, the citizens, not just the staff, the recommendation. I think it's, you know, this is something the citizens need to be part of because they have a say. And so far, nobody's listening to them. And that's my concern. We need to get them to understand it's okay to come forward. But, you know, right now, I think there's so much tense out there that they can't even come forward to even to complain about the utilities because they're afraid of how they're going to get treated by the city. And that's why I'm fighting so hard for these citizens. And my concern is that we have, you know, resolutions here that it's in front of me where Mrs. Gracious Palmer, when she was the mayor, she actually gave the farm away to, you know, when she gave raises 10%, you know, 1 year, another year, another 20%, 10%. You know, this resolution was fixed into year 2012 to give the farm away to employees to give them raises. This is what's hurting us. This is why the city is where it's at now, because it constantly gave the farm away. They're spending money left
okay.
and right.
These are the definitions of the problem. But what I was asking you is, what do you see as a solution for the problem? What can you do to improve the status of the city of Shasta Lake with Moody's? What can you do to improve the relationship between the citizens and city council? And lastly, if you don't mind, what can we do to comply with Prop 26 and still keep a balanced budget and move forward without increasing the rates? I think you have a very complicated issue here, and I hear are the problems. I know what they are, and I've heard you state them a couple times.
Right.
I still haven't heard any solutions.
Right. You haven't heard any because I'm not going to come forward without the other citizens for them to have an input. But I'm willing to get other citizens who's tired of this abuse because that's exactly what the word is for what the city's been doing to the citizens.
But that's not a solution.
I understand that.
That's just a restatement of the problem.
But
we have to get down to some hardcore. How do we fix this? What
are
we going to
do? The way you fix it, you have to get other people involved, other citizens who have a say. We're not giving the citizens an opportunity to get involved. This is always the recommendations of the staff and the employees. You know, we can't constantly just listen to the staff because the staff does have a conflict because they are employees. They're getting paid by the taxpayers. So whatever the recommendation comes forward to the council, they're benefiting from this, not...
1 second, Dolores. We have a caller on the line.
Perhaps he has a solution.
That would be great.
Billy Bob, are you there?
Yes.
Have you got a solution to our problem?
Well, basically, I think the chaos created by, number one, the recall is unnecessary. Why didn't you, Dolores, convene the grand jury to investigate this situation?
Well, let me tell you that the grand jury, it takes time because
See, what happens, I guess there's only certain times where the grand jury looks at the documents, they investigate, and I think they're right now in the process of taking applications for people who are interested to be part of the grand jury. So
There is a grand jury convened and organized right now. This is the new grand jury they're applying for. But the simple matter is that if you're so concerned about all the money it's costing the citizens of Shasta Lake, the $40,000 recall, plus you litigated, what's that going to cost the citizens? And the grand jury could have sorted this out and found any fraudulent activity and settled it. And you're causing a big commotion unnecessarily. And the same grand jury could have sorted out this El Salmo boondoggle as well. That's
Billy,
what they're there
Billy,
for.
Billy, can I interrupt you a minute?
Yes.
Do you have an actual question for Dolores?
Yes, why didn't she convene the grand jury? I'll take my answer off here.
Okay, thank you, Billy.
Actually, the documents have gone out, and I also send a lot of documents to the state controller. I can't constantly be pushing the controller. I'm in touch with the state controller. I'm constantly sending them documents. So they have to come in when they're ready. And when they do their whole research in investigating on what's been going on with Shasta, like I actually send them documents in regarding the RDA, because right now the RDA, they're working on so many cities in regarding the RDAs.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you for just a minute, because I've talked to the Record Searchlight people, and they've informed me that they have talked to the state, mm-hmm. and the state isn't doing any investigation.
Well, that's
they said they've
state.
Received some information from you, but they are not at this time actively investigating any complaints. Excuse me. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll get right back to this issue.
Win your share of over $1,000. Come and play in the $1,000 add-on Monte Carlo tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 24th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips. Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com. Or, better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River. Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to WinRiver.com. It's better on the river.
When you're low on finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a six-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Joe, what's new at Adamson's Peak Performance?
Wow, Linda, how much time do you have?
Oh.
We recently launched the Skinny Jeans Challenge, a women's small group personal training program now in its sixth week. Some of the women have dropped a full jean size just in the first month. That program inspired us to launch a similar program using the personal training model. We're calling it the New Body 180 because you're going to look and feel like you have a new body as you make a 180-degree change of direction in your health and fitness. The New Body 180 is a complete program. Just follow the exercise and nutrition guidelines laid out for you by your personal trainer, and you can radically reshape your body in just 4 months.
Well, who is the ideal person for this program?
Someone who feels frustrated started. We'll give them a fresh start and a strategy that works.
Now, how do our listeners find out more?
Hey, just call Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006. We offer free consultations. You can also go to our website at adamsonspeakperformance.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media. I'm your guest host, John Dixon, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are on an entertainment break. Now, I'm here with Dolores Lacero, Shasta Lake City City Council person, and we are discussing various issues of the recall petition that's gone out, the power referendum that Dolores has originated. And at the point we broke, I'd like to just say something here, that I am in frequent conflict with the City of Reading City Council. I often disagree with their decisions. Their answer to me concerning my disagreements, when they're voted against, which is frequently, is they are there to respond to all the people and to make conscionable decisions accordingly. Now, I am frequently on the side of the vote that is 1-4, which means that I'm in conflict with the City Council, not unlike you are with your own City Council in Shasta Lake City. I, however, recognize that they are mandated by the group that elected them to make decisions that they see fit, just as you are. You seem to be in a constant battle as to the decisions of your other four council people. At what point do you think you're going to be able to come into some sort of a negotiated position where you guys can make something happen between the five of you? And if not, do you think you're going to be able to continue to participate as a single person against the entire board and have anything happen positive?
I am positive. I mean, it is very hard for me to sit there and allow them to continue doing what they've been doing for years. So, I mean, these council members they're just, I have to say, the rubber stampers. They don't have the backbone to do what's best for the citizens. They're not willing to stand up for them because they're afraid of what, you know, they're rocking the boat. Here I'm going to bring out something here that, you know, a council member, Greg Walken, actually, you know, was trying to move forward with the Hillside Ordinance. And I said, you know, we need to put it back then, because there's a lot of citizens out there who own property for a long time, realtors who complain that the city won't work with them. They can't build a home, their dream home they bought and spent so much money. They can't even do anything because the city won't allow them. So I said, you know what, let's put it back. We need to do what's best for the citizen. They spend money, they have this property, it's just sitting there losing money, and they can't do nothing with it. So I said, let's put it on. So you know what they do? The planning commissioners and the staff and everything, they come up with this thick, you know, documents trying to stop the city council from moving forward with the Hillside Ordinance. So you know what I did? I actually went out of town to say, you know what, I'm not going to deal with the city council, the city attorney who sits there to help the staff how to fight the council in regarding this Hillside Ordinance. I spoke with Mr. Kenny regarding this. I went to his office and I spoke with him. I asked him, are you working with the staff to make it difficult for us to move forward with this, you know, with the Hillside, you know? And he, you know, he said he did work with them a couple times. Well, that's not the way it's supposed to work. The city attorney is supposed to help the council to move forward in certain things. We have to vote to move forward with the Hillside
Ordinance. Do you think that anybody in the Shasta Lake City staff is doing a good job?
There are certain people, I do believe, they are doing a good job. But there's certain people that, you know, it's like one bad apple, you ruin the rest of the apples. Because you got a person who does things over and over and gets away with it. And encourage other people, this is what we can get away with. And if they can get away with it, they're going to get away with it.
I'm going to interrupt you again. I'm sorry to keep doing this, but we have a caller. Charles is on line one, and I think he has a question for you. Are you there, Charles?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
There's some interesting parallels to a situation that happened in the city of Reading during the 2010 election, and there were some allegations that the city staff was monkeying around and trying to play politics and so forth, and there was a certain side of the aisle that was unwilling to negotiate with the other because they wanted to put their own slate of candidates on the dais, and as soon as they failed to not only failed to put their slate on, but failed to defeat measures A and B, they finally decided that peer pressure and confrontation, that the confrontational peer pressure was not a real good stratagem for them. And so I think that if the recall goes down, ultimately, that maybe some of these people might decide to take a different tact than what they're doing right now. And just in case there's somebody waiting in line behind me, I'll take my answer on the air.
Wait a minute, Charles. Don't leave yet. You're saying that regardless of the outcome, that there's a possibility for a good effect.
I think we lost Charles.
Okay.
However, we have another caller on the line. We have Sue. And Sue, do you have a question for Dolores?
I have a quick question. I was told last week that you use, this is for Dolores, that you use a Reading address. Do you live in Shasta Lake? Thanks.
I do live in Reading. I do live in Shasta Lake. My business is in Reading. I have a business, and I had my business for a long time in Reading, so I do have an office. So you will see two different addresses because my business is in Reading.
Which is not unusual. I have the same situation.
Yes. So,
we can appreciate that, and I'm glad you clarified it. That's one of the things I think that is important that we get straightened out so people can stop and put some of this stuff aside.
I do want to say something regarding the $40,000 that they're trying to, this, you know, the city,
cost of the recall.
Right. And it's not because of me. It's because it's the group, the bullies that who actually is trying to recall me, who don't want me on the council because I won't play, you know, the good old boys. And that's the bottom line. They don't want me there because I'm asking questions. I'm looking into the finance. I'm looking into all the documents. That's why they're recalling me. And as you heard, Lori Chapman yesterday said, oh, yeah, we started to recall her before I took office. This was all planned behind closed doors. I know there was somebody who was going to some of these meetings, and they told me what they were doing. So I already had heads up long time ago. I knew what I was going to be facing, and it has nothing to do with me making the city, you know, forcing them to spend money.
I think this is a good breaking point. We need to switch over to our producer, Bob Belangi, and move on with the payments of the bills.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, back for our last segment right after this.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank,
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
And we're back with KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. That was supposed to be Johnny Cash, and it wasn't. But let's throw it back to our guest host, John Dixon.
Well, I may not be Johnny Cash, but my name isn't Sue either. Now then, we're back, and I believe we have another caller who'd like to ask you a question, Dolores. This is Dean. Hi, Dean. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Do you have a question for Dolores?
Yes, John, you asked Dolores a specific question a moment ago about what solutions she has to these issues she keeps bringing up, and she sort of avoided the question. And frankly, that is the issue. She has done an enormous amount of name-calling and finger-pointing in our community, talking about all the wrongdoing, and yet she's never offered a solution to any of the problems. And I believe that all of those accusations has hurt the community more than it's helped it. And her not coming up with any solutions to the problem, like this issue with the rate hikes from the electric department, is the reason for the recall. There's always accusations and grandstanding, but there's never any solutions offered.
I think this happens.
I would like you to really address that with her and see if she'll come out and actually come through with some solutions.
Dean, I understand what you're saying, and I think this is a common problem when we're dealing with political situations, is everybody can state the problem, but they can't seem to come out and state a solution. Perhaps Dolores does have some. I'd like to ask her again. Do you have some solutions for the issues that are going on in Shasta Lake City besides firing the entire Shasta
Thank
Lake
you,
City
Dean.
Staff?
My solution is I'm not going to sit down with a group of people who's not willing to listen, who's not willing to acknowledge that there is corruption, and they're doing things they're not supposed to, and I'm not going to sit down with them to negotiate, to say, okay, you're breaking the law, but let's fix it and let's move on. These people need to be accountable. They need to be. I need to make sure that the state controller, that whoever needs to make them accountable. I'm not.
Dolores, again, though, you're stating the problem.
Right.
You're not stating the solution.
Well, meantime, if I may, we have Mike on the line. We're trying to squeeze him in here in our last couple of minutes. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Real quick, I don't claim to know a whole lot of the exact ins and outs. I am a Shasta Lake City resident, and I just can't get in to see the meetings as much as I'd like to. That being said, I've actually had jobs where I wasn't welcome, and I did the right thing and bowed out. Isn't it pretty obvious to Ms. Lucero that she's not welcome or wanted by the majority? Wouldn't it be better just to do the decent thing and say, you know what, I'll take my toys and go home? Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
I don't...
That's one... possible solution. There's no question about it, Mike. I think that is what the election is about, and I know you're talking about saving the money, but I think there is a need to determine whether the majority of the people do want her in office or out of office, and I think that that's where Dolores would go with this. Go ahead. I'm
right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to talk
right.
over you.
No, it's, you know, this is the way the people do, these bullies, what they do, they try to intimidate you and scare you to back down, so you just pick up and leave, and you're done. You know, and that's not who I am. And something about, let me go back to, so the group that was here the other yesterday said something that, you know, I'm running scared, and, you know, I'm not scared. I'm not intimidated by these bullies. I'm not going to back down. I'm not afraid of standing up to these people, and I will fight to the end. And there's no way I want to back down. These people, the citizens, need someone like me to stand up for them. And it's time for these people to start backing away, because there's so many people involved. They've done wrong. I recommend that they better start looking at what they've done, because when the state controller comes in, you know, they have the opportunity. There's no turning back by saying you're sorry, because you had
Dolores,
an opportunity.
I need to interrupt you a minute here. You keep referring to bullies, and I know what bullies are. I'm very familiar with the situation. And my problem here is the community is asking you to step away. The community aren't all bullies. All of those signatures aren't bullies. And at some point or another, you're going to have to address this issue. And it does cost money. It is costing the citizens of Shasta Lake money. We're going to have to come up with some solutions at some point, and it can't just be continually pointing fingers and saying they're bullies and this, that, and the other. We have to come up with some solutions. Now, I'm sorry, I'm going to give you an opportunity to respond to that, but we're going to have to go to break first. And after
this is the end of the show, folks.
Oh, okay.
So, no,
say something quick, Dolores.
There are bullies. There's a group of people. That group of people continues to control the city. It's time that those bullies be stopped, because they have their hands in the pot.
Thank you so much for your time. Our time has come to an end, and I'm sorry that it